Cook Medical Group pledged $22,000 in order to keep the Shalom Center open on the weekends. This move comes after Mayor John Hamilton's speech last Thursday, in which he presented steps the city of Bloomington plans to take toward tackling homelessness and drug abuse. During his talk at the public library, Hamilton stated that the Safety, Civility, and Justice Task Force would recommend the Shalom Center expand its hours to include weekends. It was projected that the city government, county government, and the private sector could split the estimated cost of $65,000. Executive Director of the Shalom Center, Forrest Gilmore, said in an interview today that he views the recommendation and Cook's pledge as a step forward.
The power of this is that it's both a humane and an effective response. People do need more shelter opportunities on the weekends. They do need a safe place to go and to be. They do need a more centralized. And we also believe it'll really help with reducing incidents and crime in our community.
Gilmore said the bulk of Cook Medical Group's donation will go towards hiring weekend staff. While he predicts that this development will be beneficial, Gilmore said he hopes that the community won't expect too much from the Shalom Center.
If everyone expects this particular advance to solve all the challenges with poverty and crime and such downtown, that's certainly not going to happen.
Mayor Hamilton said the expansion of hours at the Shalom Center was one of many approaches the city is undertaking to combat homelessness and drug abuse.
The extended hours at Shalom will provide additional services through the weekend, including hunger relief and life essentials, crisis casework, continued overnight shelter at a friend's place, street outreach, and the rapid rehousing work. Homelessness, hunger, addiction, and mental illness do not take days off, so we think it's important that task force recommended 7 days a week. We're going to try it with funding for 1 year of these extended hours. We don't know if this is the right answer. We know it was recommended by the task force. We understand also that the presence of any organization providing these kinds of services near residential neighborhoods brings its own challenges. So with the extended service hours, we will be increasing police foot patrols in the area to monitor activity and protect the safety, civility, and justice for those who reside in the area and minimize any illegal activity.
Hamilton said the city is also putting together a team to disseminate information to the public.
We're going to form a metrics development team. Exciting. In order to make informed decisions, our many community stakeholders need access to timely, accurate, useful information. To accomplish this, the new metrics development team will be developing metrics to measure current conditions, effectiveness of programming, activity trends, data on homelessness, overdoses, drug arrests, other metrics they determine to be pertinent as we collectively seek to improve our safety, civility, and justice. Good data leads to informed and better decisions. I have requested several city staff members, including Beverly Callender Anderson, Police Chief Mike Dekoff, Safe and Civil City Director Rafi Hassan, Parks and Rec Director Paula McDevitt, Innovation Director Tom Miller, to help develop these metrics. We know how important the work of Monroe County government is and the data to which they have access, so Director of Monroe County Health Department Administrator Penny Caudill has also agreed to serve. County Commissioner Amanda Barge, who you hear from soon, has also pledged the county's cooperation and participation. So additional representatives may be joining this team. We appreciate all of their help.
County Commissioner Amanda Barge outlined some of the issues Monroe County is struggling with.
Our community is at a crossroads. While on one hand we have a thriving arts community, we have great restaurants and a culture of people who care about each other, we also have an overcrowded jail, an opioid epidemic, and residents who feel scared and even sometimes angry that we aren't doing enough to solve our problems. Whether it be a hungry family, a new mom with an opiate addiction, or the police officer with secondary traumatization because he has watched too many people overdose. I feel the community's pain and concern, and I know that we as government have a duty to address that.
To address those concerns, Mayor Hamilton said the city will expand its internet-based services.
Two new internet-based resources are being developed. This is also recommended. One, a homeless services webpage embedded in the city website, providing one-click information for those in our community addressing or experiencing homelessness. Lynx will provide access to services integrated available in the community to assist with housing and related resources. Once the page is up, a public information campaign will inform potential users of its availability. Also, a safety, civility, and justice website. A goal of a standalone website to connect and inform people in the public about initiatives designed to make our city more safe, civil, and just. It will connect new homeless services webpage and help organize community efforts. It will help identify and feature stories of people who are working to address these challenges, institutions, individuals, how to get involved in that work if you care to, organizations like CASA featured with links to their work, and how to get involved. We hope this simple, easy to navigate platform can help residents stay informed about what's going on and get involved to help address these issues.
Hamilton has also announced during Thursday's press conference that the city will be implementing a new community coordinating council.
I will be inviting a group of high-level representatives from key stakeholders like Monroe County Government, Indiana University, IU Health, Centerstone, the Community Foundation, our business community, and others to join together to look at these issues holistically and work closely together to implement best practices, using the data gathered by the metrics team to inform us. By opening these doors using data, joining with representatives from our key community resources, I believe we can more effectively and efficiently, without duplicating services, bring about the reality of a safer, more civil, and more just community.
Thursday's press conference did not address steps the city is taking to combat the ongoing opioid epidemic in southern Indiana. Hamilton said those issues will be addressed in full at the first annual South Central Opioid Summit, a free one-day event hosted by members of the county government and experts in the field. The summit takes place on September 28th.